And, I mean, the only side of it that you really do have to invest a bit of time is on the actual cooking, which is one of the kind of interesting things about the other type of meal prep food service that we wanted to kind of get into, which is the ones that really do soup to nuts. They prep everything for you, give you a little tiny box or a good sized box, individually wrapped per meal. And they basically just, it's like getting your food to go.
Exactly.
A la carte.
Right.
You're listening to the Addicted to Fitness podcast, brought to you by Elemental Training Tampa. Now, here's your hosts, Nick and Shannon Birch.
Thank you for stopping by and checking out this edition of the Addicted to Fitness podcast.
That's right. We really appreciate you guys listening and sharing this with a friend, because we know you guys are doing that. We really, really appreciate it.
Yeah, it's the holiday season now. We're officially in, so I feel like, you know, show some love to people. Show us some love.
Yeah, everybody needs a little, probably a little bit of health advice this time of year.
Yes.
Because things get kind of crazy as far as not only nutritionally speaking, but, you know, stress-wise.
Yes.
And actually, just since we're on that topic, why don't we go into, we had one holiday down so far, Thanksgiving. Let's kind of go into our training recap, what involves our holiday recap to a certain extent.
Yeah, yeah. So I'll jump in as far as training. There really hasn't been a whole lot. I think we've talked previously. I'm kind of struggling just to find time to sleep, eat, do those kinds of deals. But I have occasionally gotten in some yoga at home. And well, you'll have to check back next week and see if I actually make it. But I am hoping to get my butt into a yoga studio and get back to my studio, because I really miss it and would love to take a full hour class. Hour or longer. Like, that to me is like a beautiful dream right now. But yeah, I'm excited. I think, well, I'll figure it out. Getting up early in the morning sometimes gives me some extra time too. So yeah. Squeeze it in.
Yeah.
Wherever we can.
Yeah. And I mean, as I've already mentioned, getting in the, basically the training sessions are kind of my, my training for myself.
Yes. You know,
and it's good too, because a lot of, especially the trainers over at Tampa Strength, they're helping me out, kind of giving me some instruction, introducing me to new exercises and things like that that I can share with my clients. But basically, I get to kind of like be the beta tester. Is that what they're called? You know, you get to test it out first.
Yep.
So yeah, I get to get the newfangled exercises or whatnot, or different types of, you know, different techniques.
Guinea pig. That's also what they call that.
There you go. Yes. So I like that. And speaking of Tampa Strength, we're going to keep hitting on it. And then I think next week we're going to get really more detailed about this new program we have coming up that's launching. It's basically, it starts first of the year, and it is geared towards moms specifically, because you being a mom, you know how, obviously you just said, how tough it is to really get a regular training routine. So we have a jumpstart program specifically geared to the moms in the Tampa Bay area. Sorry for you, for those who don't live in Tampa Bay area. But we're going to go into more details about that on the next podcast, and really kind of go into the whole idea of, I think, mom fitness. I think that's a good idea to kind of explain, since we know that moms are very busy. So don't worry, dads. We're gonna hook you guys up too eventually. So stay tuned for that.
You'll get there, guys. Don't worry.
Right. So that was kind of the actual training that we have been able to do. But we've also had the kind of the, I guess, the holiday exercises we had to run through to a certain extent.
Yeah. You know, and correct me if I'm wrong, and if you're listening and you completely disagree, then feel free to, you know, message me. But I feel like there's more people that are starting to pay attention to their health and fitness, like, going into the holidays.
Interesting.
You know, like, that's become a little bit more of a trend. It's like, don't wait till New Year's. You should start now. And actually, it is a perfect time, because what time of year do you really need to make sure that you're balancing, like, the naughty and nice, if you will? But I mean, right around the holidays, you've got like all these indulgent activities and foods and things like that. And you need to make sure that you're thinking about your health and fitness, because you're going to need to balance off kind of all of the bad with some extra good.
Right.
So I feel like that's kind of a way that I approach the holidays.
Mm-hmm.
It's how I have approached the holidays for like a few years now. And it's worked out pretty well, you know? Like, I think you know you're going to eat really naughty on Thanksgiving, and you're probably going to consume more than you really need. So you maybe go a little bit, you know, lighter on your breakfast. You try to get in some activities, go out for some walks, things like that.
Right. Yeah. We actually podcast about this, I think, last year, talking about, like, surviving holiday eating, I think.
Right.
To a certain extent. So we'll put a link up for that last year's episode. But I totally agree. We were starting a program at the gym called Project Zero, which is basically the goal is you weigh in before the holidays, and you're supposed to maintain that weight
through
the
holidays.
Yeah, so you don't have to. Don't worry about losing weight.
Right.
Just worry about maintaining through the holidays. So, and it's kind of interesting. I already got feedback from some people that said they weighed in. They're like, hey, I lost a pound or something like this.
Yeah.
You know, usually with the pounds, the influx. But it's good because, you know, they didn't tie one on. And they were conscious.
Yeah.
It made them more conscious about what they were consuming and what they were doing on Thanksgiving. So
yeah, it all kind of ties, I think, to being mindful.
Yeah.
And, you know, when you're thinking about these kinds of things and you're just like, oh, yeah, I should balance it,
mm-hmm.
you're just automatically more aware.
Right.
And that awareness is going to give you a little bit more kind of oomph, especially if you've got some sort of form of accountability at
there
the end.
There you go. Yep.
Awesome option.
Yeah, you stole the word essentially right from me. It was accountability. Yeah. Yeah, and this Project Zero, they actually, there's a little monetary kind of reward in there too for them. So that's even more incentive.
That's even more
yeah,
fun.
Yeah, exactly. So that's, I know it's a, maybe it's kind of a little bit of a gimmick, but it's a gimmick that works. I mean, those kind of gimmicks work, honestly, really, when you think about it. And I guess I can see, even though I'm kind of, I guess in that industry, so I kind of see it. You know, we kind of promote that thing of, you know, make it a don't, you know, wait till New Year's to have the New Year's resolution. Because I think I looked up, I think it's 4 out of 5 people quit their New Year's resolution by February.
Yeah.
Especially,
it's
I think
super
they're
high.
Maybe fitness related ones. I think it was like 80%, something
it's
like that. So,
crazy.
Yeah. So, I mean, it was like, don't rely on the new calendar year to make you dedicated to a fitness plan. It's not going to change. A new calendar year is not going to make a lot of difference. It's, you know, just start now. You know, that's the thing. You got to start now. So that's the one thing that was kind of our holiday review. You know, we visited the families and everything like that. We introduced our new one to the family members.
We traveled for the first time with an infant, not on a plane, but in a car.
Yeah.
For a long car ride into a hotel and everything, it was a very, like, big learning curve there, folks. I mean, we've never done that before, so for all the experienced parents out there, you're probably like, that's the simplest thing ever. But for us, totally newbies, that in itself was a workout. I think I sweated, just, like, from, like, anxiety and stress, I sweated off some calories.
Yeah, and I mean, I've discovered how much crap you got to take with you just to, you know, basically like a life support system for your baby.
Yeah,
you know,
I know.
Like,
and
unbelievable.
The funny thing is she's not even at that point where she needs a lot of stuff.
Yeah.
She's still like considered newborn.
Yeah. So I don't know. I shouldn't start complaining now. I got a lot more time ahead of
just
me.
Just wait until she has her own suitcase.
There you go. Hey, if she can carry her own stuff, I'm cool with that. You know, I'm looking forward to that. I mean, we have to carry all of her stuff. That's where the workout comes in. Okay. So that was kind of our holidays. And if you guys have some interesting holiday stories, maybe they're fitness related, maybe they're not, go ahead and share it with us. You guys know how to contact us. We've got it'll be on the outro, but, you know, Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, we're all on there, especially that Addicted to Fitness Facebook page.
Yeah, and we'll post a little bit more about the Zero Challenge. Project Zero.
Mm-hmm.
And maybe if anybody's interested in kind of jumping in on that through the holidays.
Yeah.
Again, it doesn't matter like when you start it. You could start it next week if you really wanted to.
Yep.
But why wait?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, well, maybe we'll, yeah. I'm going to actually include some details about that on an upcoming post on elementaltampa.com. So maybe that's a way you guys check that out to learn some more details, and then we can get a group going online or something like that.
Yeah.
So that'd be a cool idea. So that was our holiday / training recap. And now we just want to give you a quick little word about our sponsors. Do you like coffee? Of course you do, which is why I'm excited to tell you about our sponsors, the Hemp Coffee Exchange. The Hemp Coffee Exchange produces a super coffee blend that is nutritionally superior and tastes better than anything you'll get in the grocery store. Head to hempcoffeeexchange.com, read up about their products, and use the code ATF at checkout to get 20% off your order. Once again, use ATF at checkout to get 20% off your order at hempcoffeeexchange.com. So what we wanted, the main kind of topic we want to get into on this week is this week's episode is kind of talking about meal prep companies, the meal prep service. You know, that's kind of a newfangled thing that's, I think, kind of gained popularity in the last maybe 5 years or so, if that long.
Yeah. And I mean, I think like there's two main genres, right? Okay. So there's the kinds that have really blown up to the point that I think it's actually getting a little ridiculous. Mm-hmm. There's like the food prep companies that send you all the ingredients, yes, and kind of take that side of the preparation out for you. They send you the recipes. So this, as we're talking about, this is going into those like Blue Apron, HelloFresh.
Yeah.
I think even like Martha Stewart has one of these freaking things now. And we've all heard about how like Amazon's going to get into this business, and that's why they bought Whole Foods and all this other bull honky. Mm-hmm. But it's been talked about a lot in the news on that side just because Blue Apron, I think, used to kind of dominate this space. They were one of the first big ones to really pick up the steam. And they went ahead and IPO'd in June. Right. So they are relatively new to the market, but I don't think they're doing that great.
What's IPO'd? Go public, essentially?
Yeah, basically. Yeah, it's just offering business, like a public option out there. So, yeah, means that more than just the company has a share in the company now.
Okay.
And they officially entered the market. And yeah, I don't think they've done incredibly well since then because the market's getting completely saturated. But
right. And we used to use Blue Apron. I think we probably talked about it on the podcast, but maybe mentioned it a couple times.
Yep.
Yeah, we really, like you said, it's not a meal prep delivery service, it's an ingredient prep kind of delivery service to a certain extent, because they basically do the grocery shopping for you and build the recipes.
Right, which is super time consuming because who really has time to think about meal prep? Not a whole lot of people. We used to. We don't anymore.
Yeah.
And, I mean, the only side of it that you really do have to invest a bit of time is on the actual cooking which is one of the kind of interesting things about the other type of meal prep food service that we wanted to kind of get into, which is the ones that really do soup to nuts. They prep everything for you, give you a little tiny box or a good-sized box, individually wrapped per meal, and they basically just it's like getting your food to go.
Exactly.
A la carte.
Right. Yes, yeah, and they've really been coming, like, popping up a lot lately. We've actually talked about a couple, either tested them or interviewed maybe people that have their own meal prep company on the podcast before.
Yeah.
Tampa, it's interesting that Tampa has really a lot of kind of local ones. I don't know if every city is like that.
Yeah.
But I think because it has to do with, there's a large kind of bodybuilder presence in Tampa Bay. And that was kind of one of the main kind of demographics that they really catered to when it first started. Mm-hmm. You know, because bodybuilders, they have to really, eating is almost like an occupation for a bodybuilder. Yeah, it's a must.
You think it's all just lifting weights, but really eating is crazy important.
It's unbelievable how much, you know, how many calories you have to just ingest. So, I mean, them being able to, if they had all the time associated with cooking their own meals, they probably wouldn't have any time to work out. So that's why those meal prep companies were so important to that demo. But now they're branching out to, you know, everybody, people that have, you know, busy lives, kids, and, you know, run their own businesses. They're just taking kind of they're making healthy eating more convenient.
Right.
So, because usually, obviously, they have the kind of the healthy aspect to it associated with it,
mm-hmm.
which is good. So, obviously, you know, we mentioned Blue Apron. There's a couple other ones that we've talked about on the podcast before. We've also done a taste test of another one on the podcast before.
Yes.
I was recently approached by another local company via Instagram. Which was really cool. The owner reached out to me, and she was asked me, you know, if I was interested in trying some of their meals and giving her feedback. So I was like, sure. You know, met with her, kind of, you know, discussed her company's kind of approach to fitness and her background. You know, she's a mom, and she, you know, left one kind of corporate job and started to pursue this meal prep in order to kind of, you know, because she also lived that hectic life of, you know, not having enough time to cook healthy meals for her and her son.
Yeah.
So that was kind of a good background story. I like kind of how the history of it, too. And they have a cool name, too. It's called Food for Thought.
That's
the company's
cool name.
Yep. And and I think their Instagram handle Food for Thought _FT. Okay, and we'll put that all on the show notes, guys, so you don't have to memorize it. But Adrian is the owner, and she is the cook, and she is the deliverer of the meals. So.
Yeah, which is – it's actually an interesting point that I think does set them a little bit apart, is that they do deliver their meals. So you put together your menu, what you want, and then they're delivered either Sunday or Sunday evenings or Monday mornings,
right,
which is perfect if you've got that busy week.
Yeah, so what we'll do, we'll go over some of their, basically the aspects of the company, and then we actually tasted the meals, and we'll talk about what we liked and what we didn't like. Okay,
yeah.
So we're giving our honest critique, the pros and cons of what we thought of the meals themselves, okay? So as Shannon mentioned, they got that delivery service, which is awesome, you know, bringing the meals to you. They have the online ordering. The website is foodforthoughtf4t.com. And they basically order all your meals on there. You can choose either how many days a week you want to get your meals, either 5 or 7. So you can either do the work week or the entire week. And then you can choose how many meals you want per day. So you can do 1 meal a day, you can do 2 meals a day, or 3 meals a day. So you can do up to, you know, right now we're like, I just clicked on the 5-day meal plan, and it has a kind of selection. They have a mixed and match meals, they have traditional meals, and they have vegetarian meals, okay? So we're going to go over through those options, but when you're looking at here, it looks like kind of the regular size portion meals, it's about $7.50 per meal.
Mm-hmm.
So that's you know, that's kind of their per price per meal price. And they have a small little discount if you do a subscription basis. So if you buy per weekly, it's about $7.50, and it's a 5% discount if you're on maybe like a monthly subscription. So let's get a quick sample before we go on the meals we reviewed. We're going to go over the meals for this week. So under the traditional one, they have garlic chicken pasta, taco chicken bowl, blackened chicken, stuffed peppers. Then they have mix and match, which I'm imagining is a mix of the traditional and the vegetarian. That's what we're looking at right now.
It also looks like it includes seafood.
Oh, okay. Maybe that's the mix and match, yes, because I can see it's besides stuffed pepper. There's no, that mix and match is not vegetarian. Sorry. My bad. So yeah, traditional.
Might be.
It might be. Yeah, exactly. So, yeah, traditional looks like they have the seafood in it. You're correct. Thank you. But they do have a vegetarian option. They do spinach tomato pasta, meatless taco bowl, Greek vegetable tacos, vegetable stuffed peppers. So, for all those veggie sources out there, they can get that option. So, and the week and the meals change each week. And because we got last week's meal, and which we're going to review right now. So Adrian really hooked us up. She gave us actually 5 meals. So I gave one to the owner of Tampa Strength, Sean. He tried one of those out. I took 2, and you took 2.
Yep.
So I want you to go first. We want, okay. Do we want to go meal for meal, or do we want to do maybe pros and then our cons? How do we want to do it?
I would say let's just kind of run through our pros and cons, and we'll just use the meals we had as examples.
Okay.
All right. So you can go through yours. Wait. So you want me to go first?
Yes.
So I had two dishes, and I would say these are both like lunches, dinner kind of options. The first one I had was the caramelized onion turkey burger, which immediately sounds super appetizing. I think it was the caramelized onion that totally got me. And my second one was chicken fried rice. So both of them were in the poultry family, if you will. But I will say that for my pros and cons, the packaging and everything is really consistent with what we've reviewed before. It's just really nice and compact. You don't have to worry about this bulky, giant thing. They stack on top of each other, which I really appreciate. So as far as like convenience goes, I think the packaging and overall portion size I thought was pretty good. I think that they do try to stick, it looks like, within kind of a certain calorie range. They're both under 500 calories. Mm-hmm. And as far as the other kind of nutritional information, they have the macros right on the outside of each package. And each package has a quick little summary of what you will find inside. Not an ingredient list, though. That was a con. I didn't really like, as someone who is health-minded, I like knowing what I'm consuming, and that means really kind of getting into the nitty-gritty details of how you make this. So I think that would be, I don't know if that's like, I don't even know if it's a con so much as I just think it would be helpful. It might possibly be because the dishes are pretty darn simple. When you look at their website, you look at their menu, I think it might be that what they list here is everything in mm-hmm. the dish. And that is actually their ingredient. But they're really simple, which I think would be one of my biggest cons. Both of these dishes that I had were like really straight to the point. They were not, there was no extra flair, there was no extra zest, I would say. They were really focused on just good, decent quality ingredients, mm-hmm. which I could tell. But they didn't really have a ton of flavor. And maybe it's because I live with you.
Yeah.
I've grown accustomed to things either having some extra spice, having some extra flair. Just as someone who cooks a lot themselves, though, I kind of think things that are healthy should have a little bit more flavor. Mm-hmm. This sort of meets that idea of healthy food might taste a little bit blander.
Mm.
You know, using some spices in here, the caramelized onion turkey burger, it was very well portioned. It was a, moderate size turkey patty. But you know how turkey can sometimes taste, this is going to sound gross, like a sweaty sock?
The texture was, I mean,
just like the, if it doesn't have any flavors in it, the actual like just turkey burger, like ground turkey, sometimes it doesn't taste that great as right. just like a standalone product. And I feel like because the turkey patty didn't have any real like flavoring added to it,
uh-huh.
most turkey burgers that I have, including what we make, they have some sort of seasoning or right. extra flavoring to it. Because
right.
turkey itself is kind of bland.
No, that's true.
That was the thing that that was my biggest critique, was that it's just so simple that if you're looking for something that is very flavorful, maybe not exactly what I would recommend. But the food was good quality. It was super simple to reheat as well. Mm-hmm. Again, kind of going back to some of the pros, like didn't have too many cons. It was really just that flavor aspect.
Right.
And I like that they balanced off the turkey burger with some sweet potato, like some little sliced sweet potatoes, because that and the caramelized onions did actually, that was pretty much the flavor. Okay. There wasn't really any other flavor to say in that dish. The other chicken fried rice, again, chicken's a pretty bland item all by itself. It usually takes on the flavor of whatever you're cooking it with. And it just didn't have a ton of flavor. So I'm not going to lie. I did supplement both of these dishes with some saucy sauces because I needed some flavor up in here. But I think if you're looking for just clean food, this definitely fits the bill.
Right.
Good size portion. I am consuming a lot more calories than I usually do right now, so I actually needed to add calories to both of these meals. I think for regular, though, it would be a good portion size.
Yeah.
But those were my main bits of feedback.
Right. And I think that you'll see on the order options that you can get a large portion, too. I think, like I said, this is the regular portion, and you can get a extra protein added to it if you want to do that. So, and as far as the seasoning thing, I don't want to speak towards my meals, but I think, you know, the fact that you can add seasoning to it, because I feel like it's probably easier to add it than take it away. So, you know, and when you're prepping like that, the only thing I can think of is maybe what, you know, when you're prepping, you rather be on the safe side. Like when I know sometimes I ruin food for you because I'll put too much pepper on it or something like that. Because I do definitely put heavy doses of seasonings and stuff in there, especially anything that's spicy, because I like that.
Yeah.
And then sometimes I know it's a bit too much. So, you know, sometimes you imagine people err on the side of caution. But I'm the two meals I had, obviously, like you said, the packaging's cool, compact, very easy. A lot easier to open than the last package we got.
I didn't have to fight with this nearly as hard.
What that means necessarily, but we could get...
It's sealed, like, tight.
Yes. Yeah, I got these on a Tuesday, and, I mean, they've been in the refrigerator since then, but, you know, like I said, they tasted great still, I think. So I had...
Well, yeah, they've only been in our fridge for a day.
What's today? Oh, my gosh. Apparently, it's only been a day. Sorry, guys. So I had two meals. I had protein-packed prosciutto quinoa salad.
That sounds really good. Like, that sounds awesome.
And then it was a delicious mix of prosciutto, quinoa, black beans, fresh bell peppers, feta cheese, and lemon juice.
Mm.
And it was good. And I ate it, like, in between sessions, so I needed something to go to my final session in the evening after a long day.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, as you mentioned, especially with feta cheese, if you got anything like cheese, feta in there...
Feta is better.
It definitely
adds. It rhymes for a reason.
Yeah, and it adds flavor for sure. Mm-hmm. So, and having the prosciutto was good. I mean, that's something you don't see.
It's a salty.
Yeah, so that was that. I don't know if I did it on purpose, but I definitely might have lucked out maybe in the flavor department on that, because my other one was buffalo chicken lettuce wraps.
Yeah.
So it was very basic, you know, slow roasted chicken with a hot sauce or buffalo sauce on there, blue cheese. So once again, blue cheese gave it a ton of flavor. You know, blue cheese will do that.
Yeah.
And then another kind of cool aspect they had with this, lettuce wraps. So they gave you romaine leaves, but they had it separated. So she had like a cellophane wrap on top and put the lettuce on top of there so that it wouldn't get soggy with the chicken, the buffalo chicken.
That actually reminds me, in my turkey burger, there was one rather sad-looking piece of lettuce.
Oh, okay.
So that didn't happen with mine. I get why they did it, especially for the lettuce wraps, though. I ended up taking it out completely because it was, like, just the center stalk.
Right.
Okay. And there was barely any, like, leaf to it.
Yep.
And it was kind of not that appealing looking.
Sad. Okay.
But, I think it really comes down, and correct me if you think this is bonkers, but looking at what their menus, you know, just kind of what they prepare, I think it comes down to the specific dishes, because they do have some on their menu that are specifically seasoned.
Mm-hmm.
I think the two that I have were just not that seasoned.
Yeah.
I think they probably have some pretty, like, you know, straightforward, unseasoned dishes, because not everybody likes a lot of flavor. So that might have just been luck of the draw, aka Nick gave me these. He didn't give me a choice. But I think that one of the reasons that we're reviewing this is because we were sincerely interested in this company, and they have an interesting model. Like, this is a little bit different. I love the fact you can order your food ahead and the fact that you get different menus each week. So if you want to have a, you know, blackened tilapia and you don't want to go with the turkey burger and you want to add a stuffed pepper, like, there's just some interesting options. So that, like, a la carte thing that you can plan ahead and get that is really cool.
Right.
So I think she has a really great concept, and you just have to taste test your way through and figure out what you like. Mm-hmm. Because if you like some extra flavor, then maybe steering clear of the non-seasoned items.
Yeah. Yeah, and I think that's a good point and a good recommendation. And as you said, the one thing I liked mainly is, I know she doesn't get into the specifics about the actual, like she said buffalo sauce, but it, you know, didn't get into the specifics about what was in
what
the ingredients.
Buffalo sauce?
Yeah, so, but it's like one of those things. This is actually kind of a pro compared to the last one we tested. They didn't have any
ingredients. They didn't have any ingredients. That was one of my biggest issues with them, too.
They didn't have any ingredients, and when I asked them about that, they said they didn't put them on there because they didn't want people stealing their recipes.
Right.
And when I told that, I asked Adrian about that, she was like, honestly, you eat one or two of the meals, you can figure out all the ingredients in there and make it yourself.
Right.
That's what she understands, that it's like, this is the convenience factor.
Right.
The fact that she's making the meals for you and delivering them to you. That's really where you're really saving the time and everything like that.
Yep.
So she's like, if you're looking into trying to, you know, recipes, if you're trying to collect recipes, well, she puts it right there on the sheet for you. So I like the I kind of got a almost like a low calorie one, almost less than 300 calories. The buffalo chicken lettuce wraps and low carb too, 5 grams of carb for the whole thing. So you can go that option if it doesn't have any rice or any pasta or anything like that. So and extra protein, which I'm always a fan of.
Yeah, and I think, like, if I was to also kind of critique one aspect of their ordering service, is that they have all of their calorie information on the actual meals that you receive, but that's not included, from what I can tell, on their website.
Right.
So if you were ordering because you're, you know, trying to stick within a certain macro range, it might actually be beneficial to hang on to some of the general information, because I don't think that it's an option that you can order by, like, the macros. And I guess that's something that you can look into a little bit more yourself if you are interested in food for thought. Mm-hmm. Overall, it's just a super interesting concept. The food is definitely, I think there's a lot of wiggle room and customization, which is nice. And it's an interesting service. So what Adrian has put together has a lot of promise and could fit some people's lifestyles very well.
Yeah, and this is pretty still a rather new company. So I'm sure it's going to mature and develop. And once, you know, as her recipe book grows, you know, like you said, she might be having that more flavorful items. The less flavorful items might just, you know, hit the, you know, the kitchen floor, I guess, you know, as in cutting floor, I mean.
Oh, like,
that's what I was trying to
the cutting room floor?
Yeah, analogy, metaphor, cooking.
There's so much happening right now.
Yeah, so if you guys are interested in this, obviously we'll put all the contact stuff in the show notes, but just to throw it out one more time, the website is foodforthoughtf4t.com, and the email is help@foodforthoughtf4t.com, and the number, 813-586-1348.
Yeah, and again, these people are not sponsors, though they did provide us complimentary meals for this, but we are reviewing it because we genuinely think it's an interesting company. Right. It's a local company, which we're huge about supporting local, of course. So definitely give it a whirl, and also maybe this just sparks looking for something similar in your own area. And if you're really ambitious and if you want to do this yourself.
Yeah.
This is a business that exists, folks.
Yep. It's, yeah, like I said, up and coming.
They're growing. Mm-hmm. Yeah. These are popping up more and more.
Right. Yeah. All right, guys. That's all we got for this week. I want to thank you guys once again. Please give us that rating and review in iTunes, Addicted to Fitness Podcast Facebook page.
Yep.
I know Shannon said she's going to be start putting some more stuff up on there for people, some interactions. And also, of course, visit our awesome sponsors, HempCoffeeExchange.com.
And be sure you get in your online orders and save that 20% because the holidays and the gifts, you need them. And you're going to have to order, like, super fast in order to get your orders in for the holidays.
I know. I talked to one of my clients. He already got an order in. He tried hemp coffee for the first time. Loved it. So you guys try it too. HempCoffeeExchange.com. All right. You got anything else for him this week?
I got nothing.
All right. This has been another edition of the Addicted to Fitness Podcast, and we'll check you next time.
Bye.
If you want to learn more about Elemental Training Tampa, check us out on Facebook or go to our website, ElementalTampa.com. You can also follow us on Instagram and Twitter under the handle ETTampa. Please rate and review the podcast. Your feedback will help us get better. Thanks. Is that good? Little word?
Little word. It's just a little. It's a baby word.